to have picked up a hamstring. So that was obviously a blow. Gone for a scan today, but he's going to be out for a while. And Che Adams come back. You know, I haven't started him because he's had a hamstring, and so I've had to play it carefully with him. You know, 20 minutes, half hour. You know, but we felt after this, we felt we'd be fit for Saturday now. After, you know, if he got half hour in at Leeds. He did that, but unfortunately he's tweaked his other hamstring, so he's going for a scan as well today, so he's struggling. And obviously Isaac Vassell hasn't started a game yet. He came in and was absolutely flying, and then he did a hamstring. So against Bournemouth, he's available this weekend, but I'm not sure how long. You know, he's certainly not 90 minutes, that's for sure.
I've not had a lot of luck, have you?
No, I mean, you bought players in, like, suddenly, you know, we started the season, didn't we? With only one striker. Clayton was the only fit striker when we went to Ipswich, started the season. We had injuries. Che hasn't, you know, he's not been available to play, you know, all season. It's been a problem. And certainly this week, you've got three missing who, you know, there's certainly every chance, you know, three of them would be in your front four. So, yeah, that's a blow, but we've got to get on with it. There's nothing you can do, is there?
Even though the result wasn't what you wanted at Elland Road, the performance was a lot more like it. What was it particularly about that performance that sort of ticked a lot of your boxes?
Well, I thought we dominated the game. You know, we made chances. We didn't take them, you know, but we certainly made good opportunities, and I felt we controlled the football match. You know, we got hold of the ball. It was a big improvement for me and at Norwich. I felt we had massive percentage of the play at Norwich. But obviously, it's no good having percentage of the play if you don't turn it into goals, and that's what we need to do. That's for sure. But as I say, one of the problems is, you know, we're just a little bit short. We played Sam's out of play up on his own, and we're just short of goals. You know, we need to weigh in with some goals from a few positions. If the striker's not going to score, then we need other people to weigh in with a goal or two.
And Preston, they've made a really good start to the season. Well, I mean, there's no easy games in this division, we all know that, but that's going to be another tough test for your side.
Yeah, oh no, they've been excellent. They've been, you know, they've had some hard away games and gone away from home and done fantastic. So they've done very well. They've started the season well. The lad I was after, Ugel, was in the team. You know, he's a handful. He was a player that interested us at. Before the season started, you know, well into the off season, I was chasing him, but didn't get that one done, unfortunately. But we've brought in good strikers, so I'm delighted with the strikers we brought in. But he was a player that interested us. He works hard. He puts a real shift in. But no, they're a good side. They're going well at the moment.
From your point of view, I know you've done a lot of business. How long do you think, in your eyes, until we see the real Birmingham City? Till everybody's gelled and hopefully everybody's fit as well.
Well, it's difficult for me to say. I don't want to be one of these managers who go, I've got a 10-year project here or something. You know, when they walk in, I'm not into all that. You know, I know how the game works. But, you know, I would like to have an opportunity. You know, you want the opportunity to get Vassell's fit and playing at his peak, because I think he's going to be a real big player. You know, you want Che Adams fit, you know, because, again, another lad with fantastic potential, you know. And you want Jota playing. You know, we haven't had, this would have been his own debut this week, and suddenly, you know, with Sam as well, you know, Dukey, you've got good options. You know, it would have been an exciting looking team, you know. You know, with Bogart as well, it would have been it's a really exciting forward line, I think, going forward, that can cause problems to anybody. But no, I've been pleased with it. You know, there's a good team in there. There's a much better team in there. Whatever happens, there's a much better team there than what there was at the start of the year, that's for sure, and what there was at the end of last year, whatever anybody says. And going forward, my honest view is that if it's, you know, whenever this year, next year, Birmingham City are very close to having a group of players that are capable of really being up there challenging to look to get promotion. I think there's some fantastic players here suddenly, good players. The left back is the right back, left back, whichever side he plays on. The boy Colin is a top fullback. He could play in the Premier League all day long, not a problem. Harley's come in, You know, I still think Roberts is going to be a top player. You know, he's just, it's been a difficult start for him. I played him on the left of the two, and I think that was, you know, it didn't help him. But I see enough of him. I've seen enough of him to know that there's a real good player in there. So I just think the squad is Ndoye the other night was outstanding. Excellent performance at Leeds. That was his best performance by a million miles. You know, he'd had a difficult start. But he comes in the country, don't speak a word of English, the boy. Very difficult. You know, and he's settling in now. And I felt the other night we saw the player Jason Lowe gave an excellent performance the other night. He's a top professional, very, very good character. Again, a good player to have at your football club. So there's a nucleus here, I think, of a good team and a very good team. And going forward, I think you're going to see there'll be some good days ahead, I'm sure.
Injuries to athletes, the more athletic you are, the more chance of muscle injuries and hamstrings. But does it worry you, so many hamstrings? Have you been able to pinpoint why? Is there a reason?
It's difficult, really. We had a meeting this morning just talking about it. I mean, it happens. Pogba got an injury, a hamstring yesterday. He's out for a month or longer. There's nothing you can do, really. You know, Jota's never had a hamstring before. Suddenly got a hamstring, you know, 5 minutes to go at Leeds. First time he's had a hamstring injury in his life. Isaac Fassell's never had a hamstring injury. It's just, I don't know, whether it's a little bit of nervous tension or something. You know, Isaac's first game was, you know, Bournemouth at home. Whether he's started the game the first time and he's sprinting like he did and chasing everything. And his hamstring, I don't know what caused it, really. And even Che's not had hamstrings before. It's his first, and suddenly he's got one in the opposite leg. Now he's had one in each leg. I mean, it's just amazing.
The one thing you talked about when you were bringing the players in, and it excited everybody, but more importantly, would have excited you, is the squad was giving you options. Now you're losing players, and a few of them options are gone.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking to play really with two wingers.
Yeah.
You know, Jota plays on the right. You know, you got wingers, you got options. You know, you got Bogart. You know, you got Magoma. You know, we had options with good wingers who can go and do things and beat people and give us some exciting football. And I had strikers. I suddenly had four strikers there who I like, you know, and all four of them can do things for us, you know. So, yeah, I was excited by that. But as you say, unfortunately, we've run into a few injuries at the moment. But that's how it goes. There's nothing we can do. We've just got to make sure we go out Saturday and, we get great support here. The supporters have been incredible, really. I think they'll come Saturday, get behind the team. They know we need a lift. If we can get 3 points on Saturday, the table will look completely different. I think, you know, going forward, that, you know, we'll pick up and hopefully get on a run.
You see, Cardiff got beat. They're unbeaten. They got beat. It really is. Anything can happen on the day, can't it, in this league?
It's a wide open division, isn't it? You wouldn't pick a winner, would you, at the moment? You know, Leeds are as strong as anybody. But, you know, you sort of, you know, look at the game the other night and we've completely dominated the second half and the first half was even. We certainly never deserved to get beat at Elland Road. Tough place to go, but I thought we were excellent. So, you know, I heard Alvin Martin on the radio the week before when they won at Notts Forest, and he said he thought Leeds were the best team he'd seen in the Championship for a few years. Well, we went there the other night, and they weren't better than us, in all honesty. I know it ends up 2-0 because we're pushing everybody forward with 10 minutes to go looking for an equaliser, and they're hanging on for grim life. And we get done on a counter-attack, you know, that you can do when you send people forward. But overall, I felt we were, you know, their manager said after, you know, he felt that they weren't playing many better teams than us this year. And I think going forward, that's what Birmingham will be. That's what we'll be. We'll be one of the best teams, I think, you know.
You just need, sometimes, just that first win is the platform for going on, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just need to get 3 points. It changes the mood, changes everything, you know. I mentioned a few of another lad who's a smashing player, is a little boy, Liam. I mean, what a good player he is. What a fantastic little midfield player. I think he's going to be a real player in the future, so I'm delighted to have him here as well. So, no, there's some good players here, I think, now, and whatever happens now, I think the future looks much brighter than it did 4 months ago, that's for sure.
Your manager's job is to improve what he inherits, and you've certainly done that.
Yeah, it is, Tom, but I need results as well. I'm not silly. I need to get some results, you know. I can keep saying, well, yeah, we played well, and now it's, you know, we need results. It reminds me very much of when I went back to Portsmouth. Very similar situation. I went back there. I left a fantastic team at Portsmouth in my early time. Went to Southampton. Went back to Portsmouth and they were bottom of the league, I've said before. Came to Birmingham. I made six new signings on transfer deadline right before the window because the team was very poor. We were bottom. Came to Birmingham. Got beat 5 by Birmingham. Could have been 10. Could have been 10. And I looked at the players I bought in and the chairman's going, what are these players? Oh, this is rubbish and what? Sure, but then we went to Villa the following week, got beat, I think 3-0, got beat somewhere else. And suddenly, three or four games in, we get a win and off we went. And we ended up, we took, I think, 21 points from the last 9 games. And we stayed up and unfortunately Birmingham went down that year. You know, we won at Wigan. And Birmingham drew at Newcastle that day with Steve Bruce was the manager. But they and Birmingham had a fantastic team, I thought, on paper. You know, you had people like Sutton, Yedski, Matthew Upson was here, Stan Lazaridis. It was a very, very strong team. But it took us a few weeks at Portsmouth to gel together. And when we did, we went on a run. And I think this team's going to be the same. When everybody's fit, this team will go on a run. And I think I still think it's a team that's capable of finishing in the top 6. I really do.